You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Penns Valley. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In October, we stopped at the Old Gregg School in the Penns Valley town of Spring Mills. Today, Doug Bierley talks with Vonnie Henninger, a historian who's given hundreds of presentations about the history of central Pennsylvania.
How did you get interested in history?
Well, I was very fortunate because my father and grandmother were very much historians. When we had a Christmas dinner or a Thanksgiving dinner, when the family all got together, what we talked was history. And I just regret that I didn't pay more attention as a child, because today when I'm digging for information on something, there's many a time I come across something and I read it and I say, my dad told me that.
Who were some of the early families to settle in Brush Valley?
We had families that settled in the area starting in the 1790s, and they usually purchased land from mountain to mountain. And east of Rebersburg, the early farm families were Snook, Brungard, Shawl, Wolf, Meyer, Spangler, Gramley, Bear, and Bierley. And west of Rebersburg, the families were Kramer, Pickle, Reber, Schaefer, Wise, and Hazel.
Did these early settlers experience a hard life?
Yes. When my fourth great-grandfather, Christopher Spangler, arrived to claim his land, a squatter was already living on the land. So the squatter had to move on west, and the Spanglers moved into the cabin that had been built by the squatter. Upon the purchase of the farmland, farmers signed an agreement that they would, number one, plant good English grass, two, they would plant 100 fruit trees, and three, they would mark their land boundaries. Settlers had to grow food to feed their family and also their animals during the harsh winters. Not only did they have to do that, but they also had to build roads and build the necessary buildings to meet their needs. So it was a very busy life.
Apparently there was a lot of lumbering in this area, and can you tell us about lumbering in the Virgin Forest?
Well, between 1870 and 1905, the Laurelton Lumber Company came through the Stover Gap at Livonia, and they cut timbers off of the mountains in this area. The lumbering of the Walker Tract at Livonia was supposedly the biggest tract that they had. Many local men were involved in the operation. The logging trains were really dangerous, and there was a lot of injuries and sometimes even death. And John Durst, who was married to my great aunt, was fortunate when he slipped and fell from a logging car. And he had the presence of mind to straighten his body, and the car wheel trimmed off the brim of his hat and the left sleeve of his coat while he laid along the rail as the car passed.
Well, Vonnie, I'd like to thank you very much for coming by today and giving us a lot of great history. And it's been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate being here, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to tell some of the history that I do know.
Vonnie Henninger and Doug Bierley. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.